toll-free here, and normally you can call in about anything you want. We'll still be able to have you do that here in a little bit, but we've actually held on to Dana Martin, who is our guest in the first hour of the program, because she's talking about something that is going to seem very strange to a lot of people listening, because it just wasn't your experience. It certainly wasn't my experience growing up, but I have to say, I think it's an exciting idea, and that is the idea of unschooling, number one, allowing, or as Mark put it, child-directed learning, not trying to force some sort of curriculum down onto children, but beyond just unschooling, also the idea of being a parent who is, you described it as a partner paradigm, Dana Martin, and danamartin.com, that's danamartin.com, is one of your sites. The other one is the Life Rocks Conference, and that's liferocksconference.com. That's coming up April 1st through the, you said the 6th?
It ends on the 6th.
Okay, it says April 1st through 5th on your website, by the way, at liferocksconference.com, where you can come up, meet with a bunch of other unschooling parents, and have all kinds of a good time, I would imagine. But tell me more about the partner paradigm. What is that all about?
Well, a partnership paradigm is living is with equal respect in the household. Nobody's punished. Everyone's treated with the same kind of respect. There's no hierarchy in the sense of the traditional authoritarian paradigm, where the parents are the authorities and really focus on behavior, and they punish and they control, and they're really focused on training their kids. Like, we have no interest in training our kids. We feel like that's disrespectful and kind of like what people do to dogs, to be quite honest. Mm. And so we live life in a really different way. We respect our children, and in turn, they learn through living that kind of life, and they respect us in turn. So you can't force respect. Respect begets respect.
Sure.
Yeah.
You feel like a lot of people, whether parents or not, that a lot of people underestimate children and their abilities to learn and understand things. Because you were talking about, you know, talking to Mark's five-year-old about something that he might be doing that's wrong. I think a lot of people look at children, well, they're little, so they must have little minds, or they're not fully developed or whatever. I mean, what do you think about people, I guess, underestimating kids?
I think it's not only that, but it's assuming negative intent. Most of us were raised in a culture that assumed negative intent from us all the time. And culturally, that's what people do. And this life takes assuming positive intent from kids, kind of having the understanding that kids are inherently good and that they want to do good and they want to be good people. And so when you assume the best from them and you come from that perspective, it really shifts a lot.
I think that's true in life in general. You look for positive aspects in people and you tend to see more of that stuff in them. Let's go to Jimmy. He's in Boston. And Jimmy, you're listening via your TuneIn app. You're on with Dana Martin.
Yeah, I got a wife at the nursing age. What would you do for discipline? I'm having a hard time getting the child to stop the breastfeeding. I don't know if you saw a Times article. And there was a woman that was breastfeeding up to 7, 8 years old. What kind of discipline? How would you stop your child from the breastfeeding at a certain age? Did you enjoy breastfeeding?
My kids just breastfed till they outgrew the need. Did I enjoy it? Yeah, sometimes. At other times, it was just like anything else where it wasn't the most enjoyable thing because as the kids got older, it's more uncomfortable. But I actually know the woman from the Times article. We're friends. And her son actually in that photo was 3. So,
Jimmy, thanks for your call, man. Appreciate the question at 855-450-FREE. Speaking of other ladies that you might know, I'm curious, do you know about the Free Range Kids blog?
Yes.
And how do you feel about that? This is a lady who, for our listeners that aren't aware, kind of made a big splash in the news when she allowed her, 10-year-old son to take himself home, basically, one day in New York City, get on the subway or whatever by himself. And people were freaking out, calling her the worst mom ever.
Worst mom in America.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that idea and what she was doing?
It's interesting. I've read a lot about her. I don't know her personally. I think that if a child has true freedom, that I don't know if it's something that they necessarily want to do, is to take a subway alone. I think my kids at that age would have asked me to go with them. That would have made more sense. So I'm not really for it or against it. It's just nothing I've experienced before. If my child wanted to do that, I might share. I'm more comfortable if I go with you, if that's okay. And more than likely, my kids would say, that's fine. Come along with me. I don't really understand what led up to that, to a child.
Apparently, the young man, the 10-year-old, asked to do this. That this was
he could go by
this
himself.
Is an adventure he wanted to have. So,
right, yeah.
I don't know. It's scary.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think I would just discuss it with him and find out why. Like, why are you feeling that need? Are you not feeling free enough in your life? My children, because they experience that freedom, I don't know if they'd ever have the need or the innate desire to go and do that. But, yeah, it's an interesting conversation for sure.
Daryl asks, how can a single dad who has to work full-time raise a child like this?
I love that question because people think that this is only for couples who are working at home or something.
Sounds like it to me.
Yeah, I know, but it's not. I mean, I know a lot of, actually, there's a lot of single moms, for example. Hey, so you single dads, come over to Life Rocks because we have a lot of single moms coming to this conference, I'll tell you, from all over the place. But seriously.
Oh, gentlemen.
Yeah, seriously, I actually thought of starting a dating service based on this because so many people jokingly would ask me. But
it's hilarious that the sexes self-segregate in this way. I mean, women, if you want to find men, go to a boat show. Men, if you want to find women, go to
this conference, man. I'll tell you. These single moms have already said, look out if anyone's single at this conference, because these are attractive, young, inspiring women. But there's a lot of different like co-ops and groups of other unschooling families that are watching each other's kids. And there's this whole group that started. Liberty for Kids is a website. And this gentleman, he's a friend of mine. His name is Justin Armand. And he started a program for homeschoolers that are working full-time to do exchanges with other homeschoolers. And you can connect through his website to find out those resources.
So get together with other people in the area and help each other.
Yeah, completely. So it's so doable.
That's libertyforkids.com.
Parents for Liberty is the website.
Let's go to Dave. He's in Eureka, California, listening to KGOE. Dave, you're on with Dana Martin.
Dana, I think the key, and you're probably touching on it more now than you had, but I think that if you undertake to be a parent teacher, you yourself have to be an emotionally healthy human being. If you are a troubled, paranoid, neurotic, control issue, disturbed person, and you undertake this, you are going to produce, and incidentally, this is true of regular teachers as well. You want to have people that are emotionally healthy undertaking this venture from the get-go, or you will simply be programming the same conflicts, same problems.
Well, I think regardless of a parent's choice, if they are in that emotional state, then it is going to affect the child no matter what they choose for education. So I agree with you. Yeah, children learn what they live on every level.
Dave, thanks for your call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Now, unschooling is very different from homeschooling. I mean, he was talking about teaching. You're not really a teacher. Like you said, you're a resource. Your kids can turn to you if they, you know, need to ask a question or need some help with something, right? But you're not a teacher.
Right, yeah, I definitely don't look at myself as my child's teacher, meaning I don't stand in front of them pouring knowledge into them as the all-knowing authority. I definitely don't know all the answers. However, I am their learning facilitator, so I need to know how to find answers and how to bring as many resources into their lives as possible to learn and grow from. So it's a very involved role, but it's different. I don't look at myself as an expert, but they have my kids learn from apprenticeships, mentorships. My kids learn things really differently than a lot of kids. Each of their education is really individualized, and that's what I love about it.
Now, a question that I think some people might be curious about, a lot of homeschoolers seem to be religious zealots. Are you somebody who fits into that camp?
No. In fact, it's really hard, I think, a lot of times for unschoolers because 90% of people homeschooling are doing it for that reason. And so a lot of homeschooling groups are really focused on that. In fact, in my area.
You think it's 90% of homeschoolers are
I don't know if it's
religion.
More than that. I know
in
my personal
experience. I don't
know.
I'm asking you. I just don't know.
I would say at this point or more.
I don't think in this area of the country that that's necessarily true, but it may very well be true in other areas. I mean, I've met a lot of homeschoolers, and they don't necessarily do it for that reason. They may or may not be religious, but they, you know, don't have that kind of we're keeping them out of the schools because they're dangerous kind of feel. I don't see that, but
in my area, there is a homeschooling group of probably 70 families, and I think there's maybe two that are not Christian.
Okay.
But they're you know, some of the gatherings and events are fun, but you definitely feel kind of as an outcast. They look at you as different because you're not – a lot of people are more strict. They're punishing their kids. They're spanking their kids. My kids don't like being around that kind of environment. It's very degrading to them, so it's –
So the Life Rocks conference is not going to be some sort of religious pseudo.
Not at all. I mean, there are some people who are Christian possibly that are attending, but they're definitely with the unschooling philosophy and don't believe in a lot of things that traditional Christians do, I guess.
Can you stay for one more segment?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. More with Dana Martin, danamartin.com, and also liferocksconference.com. If you've got a question for her, now is the time to call 855-453. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You get to control the content on the site. You can submit whatever you would like to our website, and then it appears on the upcoming stories page where it awaits a certain number of votes. So you can go and vote on the stuff you see as you're scrolling down the page. The numbered items, those items were submitted by listeners like you. The votes were cast by listeners like you, and it's your votes and submissions that determine the content of our website. So go there, get interactive, freetalklive.com.
Bitcoinstore.com is a place where you can go get consumer electronics and more than a half a million different items, largely consumer electronics, for 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's Ingram Micro. And once you go there and you see these prices, you'll be stunned. Ian, you just ordered something from
there? I did. I'm excited about it. I went to bitcoinstore.com, and I, as you know, Mark, I do a lot of recording in courtrooms. Just this week, I recorded the Trespassive 3 trial in Manchester.
Everybody's got to have a hobby, yeah.
And it is one of my hobbies, apparently. And I, you know, towed around a tripod in a bag that, you know, I've towed it around so darn much, that bag's got holes, you know, getting ripped in it. It's about to fall apart. So I typed in tripod bag over at bitcoinstore.com. And lo and behold, they've got a pretty nice one. I checked around on the rest of the internet to see what the price was like, and it's comparable, it's competitive, and lower than the prices that I found online. There was one place that had it for like a few cents less, but then you got to factor in shipping too, and the shipping from Bitcoin Store is like an even $5.
It's a good deal. Bitcoinstore.com. Now, of course, they don't take United States Federal Reserve notes. They take Bitcoins. This is the new online currency. It's bitcoinstore.com.
We've got Dana Martin. She has graciously stayed over 50% longer than we'd originally intended to.
50% more data.
That's right, to have her. But I think it's a great conversation and one that is really worth hearing about, especially if you've never heard of the ideas of unschooling or, you know, not punishing and also not rewarding your children in a way that, you know, kind of a different way of raising kids. And for you and your husband and your kids, it's been working out very, very well, it sounds like. So.
Yes, this isn't something that I ever expected to be doing either. If you were to ask me 15 years ago that I'd be parenting this way, I would have never believed it or never even understood it. It's something that happened really naturally and organically, and I can't imagine ever treating my kids disrespectfully.
And now you've even written a book on it, apparently. Radical Unschooling is the name of the book. Does that mean that you came up with that term, Radical Unschooling?
It's a term that's kind of been out in the unschooling movement for a while now. My book is titled Radical Unschooling, A Revolution Has Begun, and it breaks down the philosophy with a lot of personal examples and just introduces people to the whole philosophy of partnership parenting.
So it's more than just about unschooling in your book, then?
Yeah, for sure. Unschooling is just about freedom in education, where radical unschooling is extending that freedom into other areas of your child's life, like bedtimes, media, food.
So if folks were to go to Amazon, would they find it there?
They sure would.
And yeah. Listeners of Free Talk Live can go to shop.freetalklive.com, where we've got links to Amazon. When you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So Dana will benefit, Free Talk Live will benefit, and you'll learn a lot more than we can tell you in an hour and a half here on Free Talk Live about unschooling and rather radical unschooling. Let's go to the phones, though. If you've got a question for Dana Martin, now's a good time for it. 855-450-FREE. Susie is on the line listening to KXRO in Washington. Hey, Susie.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, you're on with Dana.
Thanks. Dana, I just want to applaud you. I have unschooled, I guess you'd call it radically, for my children's whole life. My son is currently, he's 17. I guess you'd call him a junior in high school. My daughter will be 19 in May, and she's already finished 2 years of college. We have ultimate respect in our family. It's just, it's an awesome experience. And to try to explain it to people, they don't understand it because a lot of them think you're not teaching your kids. But in reality, you're teaching them life skills that they'll have forever.
Right. Oh, thank you, Susie, so much. I love hearing from parents with older kids that show that this really works. And colleges love unschooled kids. These self-motivated learners, they're loving it. There's unschoolers in Harvard right now. And so unschooling is just a choice for our kids. It's not the end goal and the highest priority by any means, but it is a choice and a choice that many unschoolers are making. So thank you so much, Susie.
It's nice we have that choice.
Yeah, for sure.
Susie, are you in Aberdeen?
I'm outside of Aberdeen, yes. I'm
okay, so you're not listening on KXRO. You're listening on KBKW, and I want to apologize
KBKW,
for
that's it. I was driving in the car coming home from work when I heard the radio conversation.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling with a question. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE.
For Sharif here on Facebook, does Dana do any suggesting at all of things for her kids to learn? Why not?
I love this question because I want to say that I really believe that not all humans are meant to learn the same thing in life. And we're really conditioned in our own brainwashing by the way we're raised to think that we're all supposed to learn the same thing through these curriculums that are taught to everybody. When in fact, my kids have such an individualized education that there's never a moment where I feel as though I need to say, oh, you should be learning about this, because they're such passionate learners. They're always doing something. They're always pursuing something. My son, Devin, has his own business. He makes wooden swords and jewelry. He's a professional fire twirler. He has so many incredible motivating interests that he's never in a need to have me initiate anything.
I think that's an interesting aspect of all this is that, you know, he's 14 years old. He's got his own business. When did that start?
He's had his own businesses on and off since he was 4 years old. His first business was a chocolate business. All of my kids pretty much have their own businesses. My daughter Tiffany's 11. She has a pet sitting business and makes more money doing that than most adults I know. So this life is not about raising worker bees. We are raising free-thinking entrepreneurs. And when children aren't conditioned to take orders and obey, they don't slip into working for someone else easily. They just know that life's about pursuing what makes you happy. And in doing so, you can make money off of anything that makes you happy. So our kids love what they do, and they make a lot of money on it.
Zachary says, we've been having a difficult time encouraging our daughter to learn or practice writing. You got any advice on that?
Yeah, I do. Reading and writing or anything like that, learning has to come from internal motivation. It can't come from somebody else telling you to do something. A child would never want to learn. I never wanted to learn. If you gave me right now a book about how radio stations are run, you know, I love being here tonight, but I would never want to learn about that. It'd be so boring to me. Yeah. I would never learn about it. So it's the same thing. If your daughter, she needs an internal motivation and have a reason for writing. She needs to have a reason behind that tool. So that will just organically unfold for her.
Would you think that, what I was thinking is that if she's contacting her friends on the internet, this is how a lot of kids are motivated to communicate these days, whether it's through video games they're playing with, or they've got, their real friends in real life, or texting and things like that, that's how that they are learning to write.
Yeah, my daughter Tiffany learned to write through playing, being on Facebook and different online resources to communicate with her friends, and my son Devin through playing video games and wanting to gain more tools on the game RuneScape back when he was, 9 years old. So it started then. So maybe if you can think of something she's interested in and help her make a list based on that or something like that. But she has to have that internal motivation.
So, Dana, really appreciate you coming out because you drove something like 3 hours to come be with us in the studio tonight. And that's
awesome. It was a lot of fun. We don't get a lot of in-studio guests.
No, we don't. And you were particularly nice. And I love the ideas personally. I mean, if I had a child, I would definitely want to implement those. I think they're really exciting. And I hope other people have picked up something from the discussion tonight. Learn more, though. I mean, like I said, you're the author of Radical Unschooling, so you can grab the book. You can also get up to the Life Rocks Conference happening April 1st through the 6th in North Conway, so that's right around where you live. LifeRocksConference.com is that website to learn more. So that's coming up in about a week. And then
it's North Conway, New Hampshire.
That's right. Thank you for that. And then maybe we'll see you later on, because we actually go up north for the Porcupine Freedom Festival every year.
Yeah, so. I believe I'm speaking there this year, so I will see you. And so thanks, guys, for having me on, and I'm happy to come back anytime.
Fantastic. Thanks for being here. Dana Martin from DanaMartin.com. There's more coming up. Your calls welcome about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you would like. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we have there for you. We've got a lot of archives. They go way back, all the way back to 2006. So you literally can download years worth of Free Talk Live over at freetalklive.com. Now, the last 7 days worth are right up there at the top of the website, easy to access. You have to go into the archives section to go further back than those 7 days, but you can go back for years. Plus, we've got more on SoundCloud than just archives. If you go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, you'll be able to access not just the archives of the show, but also episodes of Edgington Post, which is Mark's interview series that he does as an off-the-air kind of podcast-only thing. In addition, sometimes I'll just throw something else up there, like an interview that we might have done on another radio station, or in the case of what I did today, I called the police department in Antrim, New Hampshire, and was treated very rudely by their dispatcher, so I put that up there on our SoundCloud, too. So just kind of general audio things that Mark and myself are involved in, besides just doing the show. You'll find the full gamut on our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for outdoor equipment, the place to go before you buy anything is ManVentureOutpost.com. ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands that you want at rock-bottom prices. And that's really what it comes down to. You know, the Internet, you do a little price comparing. You want to be able to get, good customer service, and you'll get that from ManVentureOutpost.com, and you want low prices. You can get it quickly too. ManVentureOutpost.com, they specialize in getting things out very quickly. Whether you want, firearm accessories or ammunition, perhaps you want, water purification systems or the eating equipment that you use when you go out hiking or tents, that kind of thing. fishing, fish finders, boating equipment, that kind of thing. ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got it all, and they've got it at rock-bottom prices. ManVentureOutpost.com.
You can also connect with us on Skype. The username there to connect to is lrn.fm. That's where Howard is in Pennsylvania. Howard, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian and Mark. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Howard?
I really enjoyed listening to Dana speak, and the ideas she talked about really made me think, because when I was a kid, I was troubled. You know, my parents divorced when I was very young, and, you know, my father berated me for everything. I might have had a learning disability or something, but he was really tough on me. And I mean, he would hit me and beat me and all that. You know, that's the way things were back then. I mean, it was
and
just
it's
a
probably
different
the way that he was raised as well.
Exactly, and that's what I'm wondering, because like she sounds like she has really good parenting ideas, but like I tell you, I didn't go to high school. I went to school high. Like, I was bad. But the thing is, like, I wasn't really bad. Like, I still have no criminal record. I'm 47 years old. I mean, that says something good about me. But, like, I was troubled. Like, what could have been done to help a guy like me? Because, like, I always did enough just to get by, but I was definitely a troubled kid, you know, and I think, you know.
Well, if you've got troubled parents, I mean, it's not a surprise if you are a troubled kid, right? I mean, because like she was saying, you know, your kids are going to emulate you to some extent.
Exactly. And it was a really good interview, and she sounds like she really has it together. I just think it's cool that my brother's never hit his kids once. And when they were first born, like, and I was just getting to know them, I didn't understand, because that's the way I was raised. Is if a kid acts up, you hit him. But the thing is, I learned that you don't have to do that. You can reason with the child. And what does hitting them do anyway? It just upsets them. It doesn't help the problem.
No, it only escalates the conflict. And in my opinion, it teaches the lesson. It's an unspoken lesson, but it teaches the lesson that violence solves problems. And when you feel like you can, you know, rather than thinking, just lash out. And I don't think that's very productive at all.
I think more people need to realize that, you know, it's too easy. If you have to hit somebody to make them listen to you, you're doing something wrong, you know.
I agree completely.
I really enjoyed this interview, and I will just, if you can give me like 5 seconds more, I've been playing with that in breathalyzer that I found in the cop car, and I found like if you breathe, like take deep breaths before you take the test, the readings go down, and also if you eat something, have like a snack, you can lower the readings. And I've never heard anybody say this, and I don't think anybody talks about it because the cops don't want you to know this. So I'm still experimenting with this thing and testing it. But
well, anybody can get one of these things. I mean, they're selling breathalyzers to consumers these days, and they're pretty affordable.
This is an intoximeter. This is the real nice ones that the cops really use in the cars. So I looked out for
it. I appreciate your call and the experience tonight. Thanks for sharing that. 855-450-FREE.
Another thing I'd like to know about, and I didn't get a chance to ask him there, but, you know, if you were to rinse your mouth out with water or something like that.
That's always a good idea.
Because there's something called residual mouth alcohol, and I'm familiar with it. It's, you know, it'll push up the number on a breathalyzer.
Of course it will.
And, you know, I would think that law enforcement officers want to get a fair reading from the individual that they're reading to. Generally.
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know.
Depends on the officer.
I think it would depend on the officer, but I sincerely hope that people that we're paying to find folks on the road are finding folks that are legitimately over the limit, not just artificially because, say, they've burped just beforehand. It's my understanding in most states that they're not allowed to give you a breathalyzer if you've burped within the last 15 minutes. So
they're not going to ask you about that.
Well, you need to let them know. That's why I'm telling people right now.
It's not like a cop's going to say, sir, did you burp within the last 15 minutes? Because if so, I can't administer this. They're not going to do that.
They, you know, if they know the rules, then if they see you burp, they'll probably not administer it. They'll have to sit there or whatever. But
they don't follow their own rules, typically, in my experience.
Well, that's your experience. Some of them certainly do. I've, you know, had a friend that happened to, the police officer said, no, now I can't give you the breathalyzer test. So rinse your mouth out with water or something. They do have things on the internet you can get that neutralize the alcohol in your mouth. And that way they're only getting a good reading.
So let's continue with you and your thoughts. Speaking of the police, I actually called a police department today and was treated very rudely by their dispatcher. We'll play some of that audio here in a moment. But Keith's on the line listening to XM's Extreme Talk in Indianapolis. Hey, Keith.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to get your opinion. I just got my radio installed, and I just got XM recently, and I just never really heard your show in the last couple of few days, and I'm just wondering about what is your take on the 9/11 conspiracy theory movement?
Okay, this is a question that has been coming up for over a decade, as various people have called the show with their conspiracy theories or their version of what they think happened and all that. So we've heard a lot about it over the years on Free Talk Live, and my position is I don't know what the truth is. I don't know. I know that the government doesn't tell the truth, but I have no idea whether the truth is what the conspiracy theorists say it is, because there are a variety of different conspiracy theories surrounding 9/11. I think there are some good questions that don't have very good answers, like what about Building 7, you know, the third building that took a tumble on that particular day. I think there are some really good questions out there, but I'm not going to spend my life worrying about it or researching it or spending any of my time. I've got a lot of things that I can do to achieve more freedom in my lifetime, and I don't think any of it has to do with focusing on an event that's now over a decade old. And I feel like a lot of the people who are interested in this, they really are just fanatics about it, and they've dedicated a significant amount of their time that I think could be better used in other ways. I mean, I wouldn't tell you what to do with your life, but you know, as far as persuading people that the government is corrupt or the government is evil or it's inefficient or stupid, I think there are plenty of different examples of that that you can point to in the news today. I mean, there's a news story about a lady who was shot to death by a SWAT team over two OxyContin pills. I mean, it's not hard to find stories about the corruption within the government that are indisputable. You don't have to have an argument with somebody about, well, what temperatures jet fuel burn at, and did it melt the pylons in the building, and you know, there's all these questions surrounding 9/11, but there aren't any questions about the 40,000 police raids that go on in this country every single year. That's a fact, and it's easy to find that information. So I feel like a lot of people get bogged down into conspiracy theory, and it leads them in a really dangerous direction, which is one of kind of defeatism, that you know, it's impossible to fight the state or, you know, to stand up for freedom because there's this powerful group of men that control everything and they're going to exterminate the world's population. And there's a lot of, you know, scare and fear mongering that goes around. I realize I've been rambling here, so hang on, Keith. I want to bring you back and get your thoughts in moments. Hang on. We'll bring it back. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to. I started experiencing hot flashes, but the weight gain, that was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance and menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-3170. 1-800-922-3170. That's 1-800-922-3170.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed EasyArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile.freetalklive.com, and you'll get links to our live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions. So three different bit rates for different internet connection speeds. One of them will fit you just right. Go to listen.freetalklive.com for more listening options, but M for mobile, m.freetalklive.com.
There's a big difference between cheap and inexpensive. A 30-year fixed-rate loan is cheap, but it isn't inexpensive. We've been told our whole lives that 30-year fixed mortgages are the gold standard of a mortgage. But, you know, they're really only common here in the United States. Many other countries, the 20-year or 15-year fixed is what they go for. And you got to ask yourself, why? Well, when you consider that every loan has both, you know, a principal and an interest component, and that interest is front loaded, you realize that a 30-year fixed, it's going to take a long time before you're paying back that principal at the same rate you're paying interest. It's 10.5 years into the loan before you're actually breaking even. You break even essentially the fourth month on a 20-year fixed, and it's 59% of your payment is going to principal on a 15-year fixed. You got to find out your options before you get into a mortgage. And if you're looking to refi or you're looking for a new house, these are historically low rates that are currently available, but you got to look for the right loan too. Mortgage Minute, the Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and his professionals can help you. Go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and I'll give you the telephone number. You can call them too. And these people can help you find the right loan for you. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. It's 866-288-0088. 888-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Keith's back with us. He's listening in Indy to XM's Extreme Talk. And Keith, you had asked about the 9/11 conspiracy theory movement and what we thought about that. And I kind of went off on my thoughts, but I wanted to make sure that we got yours in. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with you, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. About 4 years ago, I saw the video Loose Change. And a lot of people believe them because they take their word for it. I didn't take their word for it. What I did is I researched their questions and I researched their claims, and I found a lot of answers that they don't tell people about.
That's right. There's actually a really neat website out there called Loose Change Guide that literally goes through the movie and all of the claims they make and provides evidence and rebuttals to all of it.
Well, that's what I did. Well, I looked on the I looked into the his research, and there was a woman across the street recording a business meeting, and 9 seconds after the plane crash, there was a second unidentified sound, which he refers to as an explosion because he's trying to put that word in your head. And according to Willie Rodriguez, who was in the basement, heard two loud sounds, which are also unidentified, 1 second apart, and 9 seconds would be free fall speed from the point of impact down to the lobby for an engine to have landed in the lobby and one landed in the basement. And that ends up what Willie Rodriguez heard. Now, I made a bunch of videos, and I have a YouTube channel. Do you mind if I mention it?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's all one word, of course. It's Loose Change Exposed. LOOSECHANGEEXPOSED. YouTube.com/Loose Change Exposed. Like I said, I have about 48 videos, I think, at this point. And I ask
interesting.
Questions, like, what happened?
Yeah, well, while you're looking at videos on this online, you got to take a look at Luke's Change, an inside job.
Oh, this is new, right?
This is
Star
awesome.
Trek?
Yeah,
Star Wars,
and it talks about the conspiracy theory that Darth Vader was actually in on the destruction of the Death Star because he's related.
Job.
Yeah, that was an inside job. It's brilliant.
Steve, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And, you know, that's interesting, right? You know, you've got these conspiracy theorists out there who for over a decade now have been talking about 9/11, an inside job. Well, there's other guys like that gentleman who have been inspired by that to rebut the points that they make. And maybe he's right about all his rebuttals. Maybe he's wrong on some of those things. Who knows what, you know, where the truth actually lies between the different perspectives here. And that's one of the problems with the conspiracy theories is that the argument goes on forever. You know, one side takes one position, the other side takes the other position, they all find their experts. You know, we've got engineers, we've got doctors too. And then they all just kind of lob, you know, verbal bombs at one another.
You can see what happens with this by looking at the JFK assassination. I mean, this is the quintessential conspiracy theory. And now, like 40 years later, you get some deathbed kind of confessions. And, you know, apparently there were, I don't know, maybe CIA, I can't even remember what the claims are, but there are people on their deathbed said, actually, you know, backed up the conspiracy theorists and finally, you know, shown what was true or whatever. And the reason I can't tell you is because I don't think it's important. I don't think the average American considers it important.
You mean the average American didn't hear that news and decide to finally stop trusting the government?
Right. Finally, you know, now this actually changes it for them. I think it does for some people. I think some people come to the conclusion that, yeah, there's some lies that have been told to us, you know, in this way or that way, and they decide that people in the government are telling lies. You know, what do they got up their sleeves? I don't know what direction they come from, and I don't think it matters. But I do think that, you know, I mean, most folks that portray these conspiracy theories probably would agree that, you know, a lot of people they talk to don't care. Just don't care. And
they're too busy with their own lives.
You know, four decades later, it still doesn't matter with JFK.
Right. That's why I feel like what's relevant to me and to most of the people that I know is what's happening now. There's so much going on that you can point to show how awful the government is. And whether I'm talking about the federal government or the state government or the local boys, you know, these are all people who use force to, you know, get their way, to get you to do what they tell you to do, or to not do what they tell you to not do, or to give them as much money as they're demanding from you on a yearly or quarterly or, you know, half-yearly basis. That's what they do. And there's all kinds of evidence of corruption and nasty behavior and out-and-out murder on the part of many government officials and police officers and things like that. So I don't have to speculate. I don't have to call in any experts. I can just look at the news of the day and find all manner of different stories that, you know, provides evidence that the government is really just a, you know, group of men and women that are the most successful criminal gang in America. And there's plenty of evidence for it. It's not a speculative venture. Let's go back to the phones here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Barry in Idaho listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Barry.
Hey, good evening.
What's on your mind?
I've listened to you guys, for a while, and I like a lot of things you do. But, you know, Mark, he obviously, you obviously, Mark, have a disdain for Christians, and that's fine. And you've said that in the past, and I understand your philosophy on it, but how can you be so uneducated as to ever equate Christianity and religious zealotry when they're at the extreme opposites of each other?
Well, Ian was the one who used the terms religious zealot this evening.
I don't have disdain for Christians, and I don't think you do either, Mark. I mean, you've got Christian friends,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, I've got some, yes, I have Christian friends. I have some, you know, some, frankly, damage from my youth around Christianity, and it's Christianity, not Christians, that are my problem. But, you know, I didn't use that term as far as religious zealotry goes, but I think there's a lot of religious zealots in a lot of different religions. I mean, it's not just Christianity.
The difference between Christianity and Christians. How can you be a Christian and not? Isn't that part of Christianity?
I said okay. So what I'm referring to is the religion. I dislike the religion Christianity
as it's popularly held today.
Christianity is not a religion. That's what I'm saying. You're obviously uneducated in the Bible as much as you profess to be educated. You cannot.
What is the religion, then? Why do people? You're saying Christianity is not a religion? I can't say I've ever heard that claim made before. What do you mean by that?
It's not a religion. That was the whole reasoning behind why Jesus was against religion. He was the biggest critic of religion there ever,
yep,
that the world has ever known.
I agree. Yep, he came to free people from the law, and the people that he spoke against were the Pharisees. Sadly, what we have in this country is a bunch of Pharisees portraying themselves as Christians, people that would use the law to get people to act the way they want them to, rather than exposing, you know, the Christ's teachings in their life. That's what we have, and that's what portrays itself as Christianity today.
I will agree with you on that, and I'm really pleased to hear you say that. That's one of the few times I've ever heard you say something that I totally agree with you as a Christian.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you haven't been listening for very long, but or maybe we just miscommunicated.
He generally catches
previously.
Us on Saturday nights. He's called in a couple of times.
Okay, Barry. Well, thanks for listening. We've always got more Free Talk Live for you 7 nights a week. If you don't get us on your local station, actually, you're listening on XM, so you can get us 7 nights a week on XM. We've also we're on during the week on America's Talk, which is XM 166. So just to flip up the dial from where you're at right now. Thanks for the call tonight, and feel free to call anytime. Hour 3 is next. You can take control. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Save now $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis. In 32-count generic packages, compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Savon Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Savon Meds, 888-6969-363, 888-6969-363.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.